Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The New Covenant. Background. Definition. The word covenant means to cut. It signifies a binding commitment in which one is accountable to God to keep their promise on pain of death for violation of it. God relates to his people through covenants. Israel alone is the nation with whom God has had covenant relationship. In Scripture, there are four major unconditional covenants: the Abrahamic, land, Davidic, and the new. And one conditional covenant, the Mosaic. Because the people could not keep the old covenant, the Mosaic law, God promised to one day enter into a new covenant with Israel. The new covenant is essentially directed to Israel. However, the church participates in the spiritual blessings of it, but not the physical land promises, etc. S. Lewis Johnson said, quote, "The term covenant is defined by the Old Testament, and the new covenant is defined by Jeremiah 31. The only place in the Old Testament that specifically names the new covenant as new is found in Jeremiah 31:31. However, there are many other references to this covenant in the Old Testament. Lots of references here in Deuteronomy, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Zechariah, Hosea. Lots of different references. In the New Testament, there are five texts that actually mention the new covenant: Luke 22:20, 1 Corinthians 11:25, 2 Corinthians 3:6. Hebrews 8:8 and 9:15. However, there are at least seven other clear references to it. Two key Old Testament texts on the new covenant. Number one, Jeremiah 31:31-40. Provisions of the new covenant include: one, God's law in minds and written on hearts. Number two, a relationship of their God, my people. Number three, all will know the Lord. Number four, permanent forgiveness of sin. Five, continued national existence of Israel. And number six, Jerusalem to be rebuilt and never again destroyed. Number two, Ezekiel 36:24-38. Provisions of the new covenant include, as found here, number one, restoration to the land. Number two, cleansing from sin. Number three, a responsive new heart. Number four, God's indwelling spirit that causes obedience. Number five, relationship of my people, your God. And number six, material prosperity and fruitfulness. The new covenant was ratified by the blood of Jesus. Luke 22:20, 1 Corinthians 11:25. Two key New Testament texts on the new covenant. Number one, 2 Corinthians 3:1-18. All the way through this chapter, the old covenant is contrasted with the new covenant. The new covenant is shown to be superior by virtue of the Spirit. This is key. The place of the Holy Spirit is the key issue. The new covenant is superior by virtue of the Spirit who gives life, which endures. The Spirit is key to the ministries of the new covenant. The Holy Spirit changes people from the inside, brings intimacy of relationship with God, and affects eternal forgiveness. The new covenant was inaugurated with the church on the day of Pentecost with the coming of the Spirit, and will be consummated with Israel at the second coming. Number two, Hebrews 7-10. The new and better covenant. Jesus is the guarantee of a better covenant. Hebrews 7:22. The new covenant has better promises. Hebrews 8:6-13. The new covenant relates to a better sanctuary. Hebrews 9:1-14. The new covenant is ratified with a better sacrifice. Hebrews 9:15-28. And the new covenant achieves better results. Hebrews 10:1-18. Four unconditional covenants. Number one, in Genesis 12:3, we have the Abrahamic covenant, in which we have the promise of land, seed, and blessing. The Abrahamic covenant is the mother of all covenants, as the other three unconditional covenants amplify what is stated in the Abrahamic covenant. Number two, Deuteronomy 30, verses 1 through 8, the land covenant. Number three, 2 Samuel 7, 14 through 16, the Davidic covenant, related to an eternal king and throne. Number four, Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34, the new covenant. The new covenant was ratified by the cross of Christ and ultimately mediates all God's blessings, spiritual and physical. The church today partakes of the spiritual blessings. The old covenant, the Mosaic Law, is found in Exodus 19 through 24. It was conditional in nature. Faith was expressed in following. Blessings were enjoyed in following. But it served as a middle wall of separation, keeping the Gentiles from God's covenant blessings. And it was a temporary covenant. The cross has now broken down the middle wall of separation so that Gentiles can now also enjoy God's spiritual blessings. The church now enjoys spiritual blessings. Israel will, in the future, in conversion, enjoy all these spiritual and physical blessings. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.